Din, 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 din. I'm trying to bring afternoon energy to this podcast. Because we all know that's when you're at your best.
Yeah, we all know that I'm really trying now, but it's 10. It's early. We won't say what time it is because I'm obviously supposed to be at work. But it's... You can still get me on the emails, guys.
In fairness, you did say that you might have to work through this podcast.
Oh, I just have to caveat this by saying, if my boss is listening or anybody who is in management at my company, I did actually start working at about 7:30 this morning. Okay, thanks.
Okay, we believe you. To Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solon.
Let the good times roll because the gang is back together. Soul Sisters and Colgate Max White Ultimate. Yes, roll out the red carpet for Colgate's best whitening toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultimate. Not only does it whiten your teeth, but it removes, Claire, 15 years of stains. It's enamel safe for daily use and it even prevents future stains.
Prepare to be radiant with this brand new toothpaste. It's as tasty on the outside, beautiful red packaging, as it is on the inside. Colgate Max White Ultimate.
And I have to say, Claire, this is what has been keeping my teeth so white over the last while. And on the back of the box, it says, our most advanced whitening toothpaste. And I can confirm that my teeth are whiter than ever.
They are. You can see them from space. This, when I went this time last year, I went to the launch of this product in London, and people in white coats, probably scientists, were doing little, you know, like tests with regular toothpaste or regular whitening toothpaste and Colgate Max White Ultimate, and just shaking a little vial. And the results were remarkable. So prepare to be wowed by this toothpaste.
I love when you go to events that is bringing in a little bit of science because you're learning something while you're there. Like I went to a skincare event last year and they were like, get into the machine there and we're going to tell you how old your face is. I was like, there was like so many people standing around. I was like, felt so vulnerable, but I got in and I got my real age. So,
did you? Wow, that's really good. I remember doing something similar when I worked out in TV3 and there was somebody doing that on Ireland AM. And when I went in under the microscope, the lady was like, ooh, around your lips, you can see you're very dehydrated. You can see sun damage here. You can see, you know, it was pretty shocking, actually. It was pretty horrific. I was 80.
Well, since you've left Ireland, you're definitely going the opposite way and you look younger every year. So this morning, you will be so proud of me. And I'm sure my neighbours were very happy to hear Phil Collins blaring out all of the windows.
Do you know which song you were listening to?
All of them.
Oh, you did them all.
Oh. She's an easy lover. I was like to Jamie, this is such a Claire Solon song.
She's an easy lover.
No, just the beat, I could just imagine you like bopping around to it.
Dancing, yes. And actually I do, Phil is not on as regular a rotation as he was at the beginning of our season, but he's still up there. Like In the Air Tonight. Oh, by the way, I realized In the Air Tonight was released, how mad is this, on something like the 9th of January, 1981. That's the week I was born. So either my mom was bopping around to that while I was in her tummy, or there's just some mad synchronicity going on between me and Phil.
Whoa. So this morning I woke up, and I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to show up on Soul Sisters every week with my runner's high, thinking life is great, because obviously life is a roller coaster.
Thank God.
This week I felt a little bit, a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit panicky, a little bit, I haven't been out, I think, in nature enough this week. So I woke up this morning and I was like, oh God, I feel a bit like low. So usually every Friday morning, I'd stick on Joanne and Vogue for a few laughs, do my little bits before I start work. This morning, Joanne and Vogue are on a break. So I was like, what do I need? I need tunes. So I put on music, and before I knew it, how does this happen every time? My energy was so completely different. I was so happy after half an hour of listening to music. It's like free therapy.
It is like free therapy. I am going through a real music phase myself, and I feel exactly the same way. If I put on a few tunes before I leave the house, I am dancing, particularly with my new floors now, because I don't have carpet anymore. I've got like wooden tiles. And it's a dance floor 24/7 around here.
I can picture you like sliding into rooms.
Yes, that is, I'm going to get a video of myself sliding towards the mirror and then sliding into the bedroom. That's exactly what I'm up to. I want to share a really funny Instagram that I got from one of our soul sisters, Muirin, this week. And it made me feckin' lol. Right. So it's from Fern Brady. Fern Brady is a Scottish comedian, and she wrote this, and I was like, this is a hard relate for the Solan household. Fern Brady: I've been wearing my boyfriend's hoodie around the house for the last week. I tried to give it back to him last night. That's not my hoodie, he said. Realized with horror, I've been wearing our builder's hoodie in front of the builder all week.
Oh, I love it. And the builder was probably too freaked out to say anything. Have like those really awkward moments where you're like, do I say something or do I say nothing at all?
Oh, can I share? I've got an awkward moment that I'm going to have this afternoon with my builder.
What?
So we're at the snag list stage, right? And the shower that he bought me, I just gave him sort of carte blanche, just go ahead and buy it. Like he installs bathrooms all the time. He's like, what about this? Show me a picture. I was like, yeah, that looks grand. It's got one of those rain water shower, what are they
heads.
Called? Heads, yeah. So the one that's right above your head. P.S. Not great for people who don't wash their hair that often. Me. But anyway, it's in. And obviously I've been in the bath for ages. But now that the shower screen is in, I can use the shower. So I was like, oh, this is exciting to get into another way to wash. Got in, and the pressure is so shit that it's trickling out of the rainwater shower head. I was screaming last night with rage.
Yeah, see, we really low pressure in our house. So I've lived like that for 7 years.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know what it got me thinking about? Things that get you instantly irritated. So like low pressure in my shower, instant rage. Another hazard of having builders and renovation going on: pee on the seat. The rage, I get rage from it no matter where I am. If I see it anywhere, my blood boils.
Mm.
And for two reasons. A, I have to clean it off to use the seat myself. And B, if you leave a toilet without looking back to check, you're not using the toilet properly.
So I have dishwasher rage. Now, I have to say, and I'm not saying this to, you know, be holier than thou, but after, when you survive cancer, there's little that sends you into a rage.
Of course.
Because you do have this appreciation for life. But one thing that's never left me is dishwasher rage. So in our house, Jamie is the dishwasher guy, And he takes his job very seriously. It has to go on at a certain time. It has to be stacked in a certain way. If I turn the dishwasher on during the day, he's like, what are you doing? You're messing up the whole system. I have this jar that I drink water out of, a big giant jar. Okay. And my jar is so sacred that I do not allow it to go into the dishwasher. I don't want it near chicken. I don't want it near his egg pans. I don't want it near the dishwasher scum. And I keep finding my jar in the dishwasher.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, Jamie, is there something that you don't understand about my jar? Stop putting it in the dishwasher, please. And you know those little tiny specks of like old food?
Yeah.
Now, I have to tell you a story that you will literally die. So Julie, my sister-in-law, who you know well.
My interior designer. I know her well, yes.
She got into her car one day, right? And her husband, JP, is so lovely. And he's really into like making really nice things. So he'll always make a gorgeous dinners, gorgeous lunches. Like everything is made with love. Mm. So he ran out to Julie and said, hey, I made you a coffee for the car. This is back in her advertising days when she used to be so busy all the time and everything was just at a really fast pace for her. So JP gave her the little cappuccino, right? So she's on her way into work and she's sitting in the traffic and she's drinking her coffee and it's in a mug, like, and she gets to the end, you know, with the end and there's kind of like foamy bit of milk. So she tilts her head back and she felt something and she thought it was a lump of sugar. So she stuck her tongue out to take whatever it was into her mouth and realized really quickly that it wasn't sugar. And she spit it out and guess what it was? Dishwasher chicken. Dishwasher chicken! Dishwasher chicken! A piece of chicken from the dishwasher that had gotten stuck in the cup. Because she rang him and she was like, how's her chicken in this cup? And he goes, I took it straight out of the dishwasher and just put the coffee in. Oh, so ever since then, dishwashers and me and dishwasher chicken, that's why my jar is not going in there.
Or it is. But you just have to check it for chicken before you drink out of it.
So I came across this trend called soft travel. Have you heard about it?
No.
So it basically means that when you go on holidays, you know, the way normally when you go on holidays, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this on the Friday, this on the Saturday. We're going to go see all of the museums. We're going to do a cycling tour. We're going to go to a cookery class. All the things that you pack into your holidays, especially your city breaks. Mm-hmm. So there's this new trend called soft travel, which is going to a place, a city, not having any expectations and slipping in to the way the people live in that city. So going to coffee shops with your book and just sitting there for a few hours, going to hang out in the parks and not doing the cycling tours and the this, the that and everything else, like living as the people do in that city. And the idea behind it is we often come back from these breaks and we're so exhausted from the doing and mm-hmm. we forget about the being. Mm-hmm. So it's to go on your holidays and have, and it's so weird that I spoke about that for Tenerife, not having the expectations of doing stuff every day, but it's just falling into the pace of the city. And it got me thinking about New York actually, mm-hmm. because we went to New York there for 4 days and we did the half marathon and it was absolutely brilliant. But my five-star moment, or one of my five-star moments from the trip, was on the Saturday morning, we woke up and we all walked to Central Park together and we did a 3 kilometer shakeout run in Central Park. But as we were running through Central Park, we were surrounded by New Yorkers. All the people who were in the park, it was 8:30 in the morning, who had come with their dogs, who were meeting their friends, who were having coffee. Like you can tell that they lived in New York, these people. And as we ran through, we was running through like a sea of dogs. Obviously, there's a certain time in New York where you can have your dog off the lead in Central Park. So all the dogs were off the leads and running with us. I remember just feeling so happy. And in that moment, I was like, God, this is what it must feel like to live in New York.
And the way that you have pitched that to me actually has sparked something in me that is, I would rather, as a holiday, go and live like a local than go and hit all of the tourist traps. Like, realistically, I like a museum, but like, we're talking maybe once a year. I'm not really that active in that side of culture. I would be far more engaged with a people watch or a tasty meal in like a locals cafe or... Yeah.
And it's so crazy because they're the moments that you would remember, the slowing down and the nourishment. So, you know, this time in New York, instead of running around everywhere, we did our shakeout run in Central Park. We went to a spa one of the days. It was just so chilled.
Nice. Soft travel.
Will I tell you about the spa we went to? And did I tell you about this?
No, you did not.
Remember when I went to Tbilisi, I was so into going to the baths.
Yeah.
So in the town of Tbilisi, there's this like street where there's all of these baths. And I feel like water is really healing for me and it really helps me feel calm and centered. So when we were going to New York this year, I said to Jamie, we need to go and find a bathhouse and go hang out there. So great minds think alike. Greg O'Shea, who was on the Good Glow before, was there with his girlfriend. And when he arrived into New York, he texted Jamie and he said, hey, do you guys want to come to a bathhouse with Johnny and I tomorrow? Which is so weird, right?
So weird.
So I was recording a podcast that day, so I couldn't. That was the Friday. I was going on the Saturday. I said, oh, Greg, if you have a recommendation of a place, let me know because I'm actually going to go on Saturday. I can't go with you guys on Friday. So that evening, I met Greg and Johnny, and they'd been to this bathhouse that we were booked in to go to the next day. And he's like, how's it going? Are you looking forward to tomorrow? I was like, yeah, great. He goes, just to let you know, Georgie, it's a very social place. So I imagine like this kind of like peaceful, calm, you know, experience. So he gave me a heads up and I knew, but Jamie wasn't with me at the time. So the next day, me and Jamie, we get into a taxi, we go downtown, and I was trying to put up a reel on the Good Glow page of day two. And they, as we were checking in, they're like, you can't have your phones downstairs. So, you know, if you need to do anything on your phone, just stay in reception. So I was like, oh God, Jamie, I can't go down. I was like, you go on out. You go down, get changed, go relax. I'll see you in a few minutes. So I ended up taking like half an hour because I couldn't, it wouldn't upload because the Wi-Fi. So I eventually go down, I get into my swimsuit, right? And I was like, geez, the changing room is so busy. And I go outside and I'm in my robe and you know, the slippers that are too big for you. Actually, they weren't even slippers. They were like cool Yeezy type flip-flops that you got. Like this was a real trendy place in downtown. Very Greg O'Shea. So I was like, oh my God, like everyone is so gorgeous here. And I'm like trotting through. And then all of a sudden it's like a wave of noise hits me like a stadium. I was like, whoa. And everything is like really, really dark with like loads of candles everywhere. And I turned the corner and I stopped in my tracks because there was all of these people like kissing and like hugging and like really getting like into it, right? And I was like, what the hell? I look around, there's like 8 baths in this ginormous room. And all these people, it was like, you know, that bit of Zoolander where they're like, it's a walk off and they go to this like really cool place where there's all models and like gorgeous people, right? So there's all these people like kissing in the baths and like hugging and like doing really sexy dancing and stuff. And next one, I'm like, where's Jamie? And he's sitting in one of the baths on his own, like with his hands crossed. And everyone else is in a couple. Like, oh my God. So I go over
over to him and I was like, Jamie, are you okay? And he's like, oh my God, what the hell took you so long? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I was like, I'm so glad we didn't come here with Greg and Johnny. Like, they're so good looking and so gorgeous. It would have been so awkward.
That is like a massive foreplay exercise by the sounds of it.
It's obviously where people go on dates in New York.
Wow.
I was roaring laughing at Jay. Like, it's an image that will never leave me, him sitting in that bath by himself. Never really ill. And I was like, oh God. He's like, Jesus, this is so not what I expected. And I was like, oh, I forgot to tell you. Yesterday, Greg said it's really social.
Even really social does not describe that place. It's really sexy, not really social. Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultimate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultimate's unique formula goes beyond the surface to whiten your teeth and reverses 15 years of stains caused by food and drinks. So, Georgie, all this season we're sharing our reasons to smile. What have you got for me this week?
So this is a heartwarming moment that happened to me on Wednesday. So we had Run Club on Wednesday evening in Marley Park, and we put it out there that we were doing an easy threesy, which is a 3 kilometer race. Now, we got loads of emails and loads of questions about this, and loads of people were coming by themselves. And this was scary because they'd never run 3 kilometers in a row before. They were coming back to running or only beginning their journey, and people were nervous. So there was 25 of us. We did our little 3 kilometer run and everyone stuck together. It was actually beautiful. Some people walked and some people jogged, but the majority of us stuck together. And right at the end, we all came together and we had a little chat, and it was just a beautiful hour. And a couple of hours later, I got an email from one of the girls who had come, who said, thank you so much. This was the first thing that I've done for me. And I just felt like I really needed that time. And that made me smile, because that is exactly the heart and soul of Good Glow Run Club. Support, community, encouragement, understanding, friendship. So that really made me smile.
That's beautiful. And I love the fact that you can go along, meet new people and push yourself beyond what you think is possible. Colgate Max White Ultimate's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. It will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important moments when you want to smile like you mean it.
And in even better news, Colgate Max White Ultimate is available half price in Tesco Ireland for just €15. And that offer is valid until the 1st of July.
Do you want to hear about the perfect evening, according to me, at the moment?
Yes.
Sure. The perfect evening for me involves Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
Unexpected. Yep. Prompted by Rory McIlroy's divorce. Sad face. I decided to take a look at the second season of Full Swing on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It is really good telly.
Really?
Never in my... Now, my mum is a huge golf fan, loves golf, you know, talks about golf, plays golf. But I don't, like, by osmosis, I might take a little bit in, but I don't really, you know, like golf or play golf or anything like that. This series, Fly in the Wall series, following the PGA lads from their beautiful sprawling homes in Jupiter, Florida, to, you know, all of the incredible country clubs where they play their championship golf. Brilliant.
And is Rory McIlroy in it?
Oh, yeah. He is front and center, because in the second season of it, golf fans, forgive me if I blunder here, he is on the PGA players board. And in the last few years, there has been like a Saudi group that have come in, and they called it LIV, and they invited some of the PGA players to come and play in this new league. And so the PGA were going crazy because suddenly there was this rival league and these boys got paid loads of money to go and play with LIV. So Rory McIlroy is one of the spokespeople for it. And therefore, at all of the tournaments that he plays in, he is like at the press conference having to give, you know, his opinion on his own game, but also on the game at large.
And how does he come across?
Rory McIlroy is somebody that you would want on your team. Like, he is, he's quite knowledgeable. He's, you wouldn't mess with him, put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So he is a good guy to be defending the honour of the PGA. Obviously, I had my own thoughts on his relationship ending with Caroline Wozniacki all the way back in, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you remember? She just sent out the invites to the wedding and then he like called it off.
Rory McIlroy wouldn't really be my cup of tea.
Do you know any golfers or do you keep an eye on golf at all?
So I used to work in Little Caesars. Pora Carrington used to come in once a week.
Ah, he's nice.
Such a nice guy. And also his wife and her family, they would be in more. We're the nicest people on the planet.
Were they?
Yeah.
I sort of have a bit of a penchant for golfers now all of a sudden. Jordan Spieth, I would say, is my favourite of them. He's my guy. But like, it's so funny watching the golf because they're like, piped it right down the middle in the hole. Like the golf crowd are you know, a certain type of person. And the Ryder Cup, so in season two of Full Swing, they are basically competing to get on the Ryder Cup teams, so the European team and the US team. And it's such a badge of honor for them. It's compelling viewing. If you have nothing to watch, this is me, right? Nice lighting in my kitchen stool, asparagus carbonara, Full
with
swing.
Egg or not with egg?
With egg.
What is so interesting is that now that you say that, that golfers, you know, are tickling your fancy. Mm-hmm. I saw this reel the other day that run clubs are the new dating apps. And it got me thinking about Jerry Hussey. You know, the way he always says that he met Miriam on a retreat.
Did he?
He said, you know, if you're looking for a wife or you're looking for a husband and you don't put that much emphasis on drinking or going out, why would you be in a nightclub looking for a partner? Mm-hmm. Go and do things that you would like to do with your partner. Retreats, run clubs, go to the golf.
Yes. No? Go and see swim. I do that saying that I've mentioned before on Soul Sisters, but it's so true. Do what you love and there they'll be. You know, because you are putting yourself first, doing something you enjoy. And then guess what? You meet somebody with the same pastime. Bingo.
It's interesting that you say that because I sent you a text during the week about Jennifer Affleck and Ben Affleck, J-Lo and Ben. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've probably all seen the news that they are going through what looks to be a tough time. And I think we've seen Ben struggle over the last 2 years with the limelight, which he clearly hates. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because they are trying to make their worlds collide and they obviously love each other, mad about each other. But in reality, it's just not working. I don't think he can cope with the pressure of the media.
That's what strikes me when I look at Ben Affleck in pictures. He always looks slightly disheveled and has this kind of frown on his face, whatever he's doing. I saw pictures of him. They were going to maybe one of his daughter's graduation or something was the latest pictures I saw online. She's got her head down and he's just sort of he's in a grey suit carrying a box and he just looks troubled. And I think you're right. I think actually what's kind of mad is that the life that Jennifer Garner now leads, his ex-wife, would be perfect for him.
Yes.
Had they not gone their separate ways. But there was, I mean, look, speculation is wild these days and it kind of makes me feel sad. But then I was thinking about us talking about this and I was like, I was going to say to you, oh, it makes me feel sad. Like it's so intrusive. But Jennifer Lopez puts herself out there. Like she can deal with it. She is so strong and so media savvy that she is happy to live her life in the limelight. She gets energy from it, whereas clearly he doesn't.
Yeah. And it got me thinking, actually, is the idea of getting back with an ex better than what it actually is like in reality? Like, is there any, do you have any exes that you would ever get back with?
No, straight away. My ma always says, or Army Dan, I'm not sure. The Soul and Household says, reheated meat is never the same. And I love the idea. It must be, look, I'm sure I've gone back and kissed exes in times gone by. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting if you're single to run into an ex also, because you're like, whoa, that's mad. Take me back, nostalgia. But actually, I would say the reality of it is the same old tropes and troubles come back to haunt you. This week, Nick Grimshaw is covering on Virgin Radio for Chris Evans. So I've been listening in. And on one of the days, he had reported that apparently we are set for the soggiest summer since 1912.
Wow. I thought you were going to say the best summer, the sunniest, a heat wave, the soggiest summer.
So let's just hope the Solent girls get to go to Wimbledon.
Soggy Solents.
The Soggy Solents aren't at Wimbledon come early July. But as it is quite soggy still, I have a recommendation for you, a film. And
a film. Do you say film or film?
Well, I do say film, but I like to say film just for shits and gigs. So this week, right, I watched Pretty Woman on Netflix. And the reason I watched it was because Netflix, clever little shits, wrote on it, soon leaving or going soon or will not be here for much longer. I am telling you that Pretty Woman has the best script, the best jokes, and the best acting that I think I've seen in that rom-com genre ever, ever, ever. If it's a rainy evening and you want a little lift, single soul sisters, I'm looking at you. Get on Netflix and catch Pretty Woman again before it goes. And then the other thing I wanted just to alert you to is a comedian called Laura Ramosa on Instagram. Her handle is Law, LAU_Ramoso. She does the funniest impressions of her German mother and her Italian father. Like, you know, the funny things, like, you know, those little montages of funny things they say. And now she's branched out into like a Berlin waitress or an American who's just come back from Greece. It's the one account on Instagram at the moment that gives me guaranteed laughter. So check her out.
We are literal soul sisters because do you know why? My recommends is a funny person to follow on Instagram. I did Ireland AM during the week. We were talking about Professor Hill's cycle and I came out and there was this ray of sunshine in the waiting area. This man, and he was like, Georgie, I watched you. You were brilliant and such good vibes. I was like, oh my God. Now I recognized him. I just couldn't put my finger on how I knew him. So I was like, he must be famous. So afterwards, I went and I sat in my car and I went onto the Ireland AM Instagram and there it was. Eric Roberts is his name. Now, I must be the last person in Ireland to follow this guy on Instagram, which is a bit embarrassing that I haven't until now. So I sat in my car having a cappuccino because I went straight into town and I watched his videos and roared laughing for half an hour. And I sent him a message and I was like, you are the funniest person. So I'm sorry, there's probably no point in recommending him because everyone probably already follows him. But Eric.Roberts on Instagram, absolutely hilarious. We'll link him in the show notes. Another thing that I wanted to say before I went is that I'm fully into my meditation course at the moment. And one of the recommended readings is Deepak Chopra's The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. Now, I have that book and I've recommended this on Soul Sisters before because my mum bought it in 2001 and wrote all of her notes in it and then gave it to me as a present. Like, this is more important to me than like a piece of my mum's jewelry. I don't know why. It just feels like so special. So one of the recommended readings is Deepak's book. So I went to Eason's to buy it so that I could do my own highlighting. Because I didn't want to, you know, interfere with the, you know, anything that she'd written or highlighted herself. And I brought it home, and then I opened her version of it, and it said that she bought it in 2001. And I realized that we're the same age buying it.
Shivers.
And I was like, oh my God, we're the same age buying this book. So I will leave one to Pia and one to Tali. But isn't that amazing?
That's beautiful. The circle of life. Wow. You mentioned your meditation course there. Meditation is, I would say, at the moment in my life, the single most important discipline or ritual that I have. It is the thing that is keeping me on the straight and narrow. It is the thing that gives me, that expands my mind and therefore expands my world. And I found this great quote, kudos to my friend David, who reminded me of it. Buddha was asked, what have you gained from meditation? He replied, nothing. However, he said, let me tell you what I have lost. Anger, anxiety, depression, insecurity, fear of old age and death.
Stunning.
Isn't it?
Yeah, very well presented as well, I must say. So my phone, I just turned my phone back on just to see if Jamie's here back home with Tal. And we just got an email, me and you. I have to read it out, right?
Okay.
I love, love, love both the Good Glow and Soul Sisters. I listen on my walks in Sydney and I often find myself laughing out loud or tears flowing along Manly Beach. Soul Sisters is the lightness each week between you both, Grey Crack and company. Love you both. Even have Phil Collins on repeat, but can't find any hobnobs yet in Sydney supermarkets. Thank you so much for lighting up the world. Le Gras Orla. And then in brackets. So her name is O-R-L-A-I-T-H and in brackets pronounced Orla, obviously, for all her Australian friends.
Orla, it's actually a crime to shed tears on Manly Beach because it's so bloody beautiful. But I'm delighted that we spark some joy for you every day.
That just made my day.
Yeah, love that.
Thank you so much to every single one of you for tuning in. And I actually feel like we get more feedback from Australia than we do from Ireland these days, Claire. We're so grateful to each and every one of you for listening. And if you are enjoying the podcast, please hit the follow button up in the top right-hand corner wherever you're listening, because that helps our podcast so much.